10-4, is that okay, mobile?
Stu.
Hey, Shane. Hope you're both having a good evening.
Find out. And hey, Mike, good afternoon. Go ahead, N6CLX, N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, I haven't heard you in a long, long time. And how you doing? I'm doing okay, and I filled Patrick in this morning, so I won't repeat it for him.
I'm just, just started working, so I'm not on the radio like I used to be during the daytime.
Over to that night shift.
Since I talked to him, that's all I knew.
About a half now that I've been working nights, so anyway, I'm trying to decide. Probably going to stay on at least another 6 months. We'll see. Well, I hope you're well, Mike. But anyway, go ahead, Patrick. You on your way home? Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm getting close. Now, last time I talked to you, Shane, you said, yeah, you're approaching the idea of maybe doing it another 6 months, but you weren't sure, so there you go. It was 6 months ago.
6 months fly by. The days drag, but the months and years fly, so here we are again.
True. But no, I still got one more stop and then to drive up and switch vehicles, so it's going to be a long day.
Well, at least it's not snowing.
We've gotten longer, and yeah, I'm glad it's not snowing. It is a little cooler, which I was enjoying that warm weather there.
It's not snowing. That's fine with me. I've seen all the snow I wanted this year. This past weekend, it snowed at the house, so I've seen 3 flakes. That was good.
Greenville's getting snow this year, so that's that.
Any at all this year that I... Nothing on the ground. And 3 flakes, Patrick, I'm surprised you were able to get out of your driveway.
I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Had a better boss. That boss of yours is a jerk. Makes you get out on snow days.
Yeah, I didn't have to drive in any snow, though. It depends. Sometimes they shut us down, but sometimes they still send us out, and I wasn't looking forward to it.
Send you out, do they make you chain up, or what?
Carolina allows chains anymore. I think it's against the law. I remember years ago, when I was young, seeing those guys pull up to the shop and putting chains on, going out for the night, but we don't even have them anymore. I don't think they let us use them. Thin layer of asphalt down on the road anyway, it doesn't hold up to rain, so if you had chains driving on it, it would really tear it up.
Right there. The roads don't hold up to nothing much at all.
South Carolina, there's no reason for chains. Basically driving on dirt. All right, guys, I'm here, so I'll let you all go. Have a good evening, Shane. Drive careful, and Patrick, drive careful on the way up the hill. I'll talk with you later.
Have a nice to hear you tonight. N4ZLK.
Mike, good to talk to you again. KO4HK.
Good point. They don't need chains because we can find all kinds of traction in the potholes.
For sure. Even on the new roads, there's plenty of them out there. I'm driving on a road that was just paved a few years ago, and it's already got potholes in it.
Out in Texas one time, and we had an Airbnb that was kind of out away, about an hour outside of Waco. So we were driving down these long, straight, two-lane roads, and they were paving one of them. And I kid you not, they were laying asphalt that was at least 8 inches thick in one go. And I don't even think these roads, maybe the concrete roads, but I don't even think with all the multiple layers, they even get to 8 inches thick.
I've seen that for sure, but... The ones I've seen on paving, they just grind up what's there with the dirt and mix a little what looks like concrete with it and then pave over top of it about an inch thick.
Well, very smooth and straight. Obviously, Texas got a lot of room out there, but the roads were very smooth and I don't remember many potholes at all.
No, I don't remember too many. Not like here. We used to live down there, south of Houston, when my dad was still living down that way. A couple different times, about a year or two.
In the Panhandle area right now, they may not have any asphalt left with that wildfire going through.
True. And as dry as it is down there, it's just engulfing that place. That and Oklahoma both.
You know, a lot of ranchers losing a lot of farm animals or ranch animals. A lot of cattle, a lot of horses. Some of them are just running free, trying to escape, and others they've had to put down.
It's a sad thing to see. And then here in few months, it'll reflect in the prices of beef and livestock.
Well, I stock up on some ribeyes.
Ribeyes now.
Sorry, I doubled. Go ahead.
I was just saying, who can afford ribeyes now?
Talking about it, I'm going to get hungry. Did you have a good day today?
I've been wide open today. Missing last week and trying to play catch up. This was my long week already because it's every 2 weeks. It's been hectic.
Bird, did I know you missed last week? Did you miss the whole week?
Missed Wednesday and Thursday. The tool truck had some malfunctions.
I didn't hear that. I know I didn't hear you on Friday, which I know you're normally out on the road on Friday, but I hope it wasn't too expensive to fix.
It was fairly expensive.
But it didn't come true. I'm sorry about that.
Just one of those weeks where it was my time to pay the piper. The tool truck broke down. The wife's car broke down. It was just my turn.
Those things come around, don't they? I just talking to Beth earlier and told her might have to replace the dishwasher. I tried to start it up today and lights are all flashing on it. I got to do some research, see if I can fix it. Just one of those things. It's probably the dishwasher that came with the house, so it's a good 20 years old. May have to get another one.
I'm gonna get parts for that.
4-year-old refrigerator, GE refrigerator, is still going strong in the garage. The Juliet Echo Tango.
And for ZLK, it's always the older appliances that last longer.
And yeah, it's the old ones that last longer, but then they do away with the parts.
Patrick, Shane, good afternoon. You tend to need less parts with the old ones, truthfully. So, but here on the flip side, I'm going crazy with LG over a 5-year-old refrigerator. They put a compressor in it, and the compressor is noisier than the old one was. And they're balking on noise not being an issue. Well, I'm sorry, it didn't come that way, and I could hear it two rooms away. And there's my 24-year-old refrigerator working just fine in the basement for 24 years straight.
Well, that's all the new regulations and all kinds of stuff they put on the manufacturers and trying to cut costs, and all the electronics they're putting on them is just, it's kind of the way of the world. I have a freezer in there that is older. I'm not even sure how old it is, but it's definitely older than 20 years. And it's just taking a long time.
And, Matthew, it may be the installer that caused that problem. They may have got a bushing in the wrong place and something's grounding out or just vibrating in the wrong place. So you might want to look at that, but it's not your job to do that. That's theirs.
Exactly, and they just give me a hard time, you know, about coming back to do it, but they are coming back, I think, tomorrow, and we'll find out what they say. But they said, well, if there's nothing wrong, we're going to have to charge you $130. I said, Well, it wasn't that noisy with the old compressor, so there's definitely something wrong.
Well, for you, it's kind of a pain dealing with some of that warranty issue stuff.
Now, customer service is almost a thing of the past, and a lot of it we've brought on ourselves because all we care about is price anymore. So, not us, but as a society, all anybody worries about is how cheap they can get something, not quality or anything like that anymore.
Sorry, guys. That's my German Shepherd in the background. She wants to play Frisbee really bad. So, good talking to you. I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Get her some one time in.
Cute little third-party traffic there. You go ahead. Good to hear you tonight, Matthew. I haven't talked to you in a while. Have fun with the puppy there. N4ZLK.
Yeah, get that puppy some playtime before it gets too dark. And you take care. Talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX.
Good evening. We'll catch up with you again shortly.
Just about where I'm going, so I'll be going clear with you for a while. Be careful going home tonight. Maybe we'll talk in a little while. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. Enjoyed it.
And you be safe out there tonight if I don't talk to you again. KO4HKX, mobile.